We've lost another great.
To me, this is where it all starts. You see, a seven-man sled, hitting a seven-man sled, that's the first thing they do. So that would get rid of all hangovers.
Laughter at lines like that mixed with tears this afternoon by people who are remembering football great John Madden, a Super Bowl winning and Hall of Fame coach, a highly memorable and effective sports broadcaster, and for younger people, the name on the yearly football video game that you spend so many hours with, perhaps, John Madden has died at 85. And joining us live this afternoon, sports writer and author John Feinstein, a contributor to the Washington Post and other outlets, the author of 44 books. The newest one is Raise a Fist, Take a Knee. It's good of you to be with us, John. We appreciate it very much.
Good afternoon, Dimitri. Good to talk to you.
There are talented people, as you know, who are not necessarily lovable and approachable, but in John Madden, did we have a man who could be brutally tough with his players when needed, but also that soft touch to connect with people from pretty much every walk of life?
Yeah, I think one of the most overused words in society, Dimitri, is unique. But John Madden truly was one of a kind because of the way you described him. He had the highest winning percentage as a coach in NFL history, won a Super Bowl, as you mentioned, and then went on to become the benchmark for television broadcasters, not only because he knew football, but because of his sense of humor, because of the feeling you had watching him, that he was a guy you could sit down and have a beer with him. And I didn't deal with him very much over the years, but dealt with him enough to know that he was always outgoing, always willing to lend a hand in any way to a reporter or, I think, honestly, to just about anybody he came in contact with.
Some people do try to pick apart whether Madden was a better coach, a better broadcaster. But if I'm not mistaken, he actually on TV thought of himself as a coach who was explaining to you what was going on in an easily understandable way.
Well, and you use the two key words there, easily understandable, because a lot of guys, ex-coaches, get on television and they talk in such X and O terms that the viewer sits there and goes, what did he just say? Whereas with Madden, you always knew what he was saying. He made sense. He usually was right when he talked about what was going to happen. He understood people and he understood the game. And that is, as I said, a unique skill.
He stepped away from the game just as a major discussion about concussions and CTE was getting started. Is that something that Madden might have had trouble with in some way, or do you think he would have adapted his thinking?
I've always said great coaches adapt. People ask me all the time, would Red Auerbach be a great coach today? Would John Wooden be a great coach today? I think the best coaches are adaptable to the times, to people, to how athletes change, to how the world changes. My instinct, without knowing, but my instinct is that John would have understood this was a serious issue and probably would have been pretty outspoken on it, even though in many ways he was such a throwback.
Final question. You mentioned you didn't interact with him a great deal, so you may not have that little story, that little anecdote, but did you hear something from somebody else about Madden that maybe we don't know?
Well, actually, the best anecdote is one that is firsthand. I called him years and years ago to do a story about Super Bowl winning coaches, and I left a message on somebody had given me his home phone number. There were no cell phones. That's how long ago this was. But I left a message and walked away to get coffee. And when I came back, my phone in the office was ringing. And I picked up and a voice said, well, where the heck did you go? and he barely knew me. And he acted like we were old pals. And why the heck did you walk away from your phone when you knew I'd call you right back?
Right,
which
right.
He always did.
We really appreciate hearing from you, John. Happy New Year and thank you.
Thank you, Dimitri. Same to you.
That's John Feinstein, sports writer, author of 44 books. His latest is called Raise a Fist, Take a Knee. We're remembering John Madden this afternoon, who has died at 85.